We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes, no.
No?
Sir, it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not right now.
No, it's not fun anymore, not even a little bit.
Just look at that, he hit the fucking ball. Guy gets a free steak. You having fun yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a blast. Thanks.
Good.
All right, welcome back to Big Screen Sports, the sports movie podcast brought to you by Blue Wire Podcasts. I am your host, Kyle Bandujo. Welcome into our September Patron's Choice episode, the second of these episodes where we get topics and feedbacks from our patrons on the Big Screen Sports Patreon. Want to shout out a new patron, Mike D. The biggest of shout outs to Mike D, who went not to air the guy's business or anything, but he went above and beyond with his contribution to the show. It is very much appreciated. And shout out to our producer level patrons. That's Aaron Figueroa, Mike Schubert, Steve Rogers, Kevin Frost, and the aforementioned Mike D. And big thanks to all the patrons of this show who help keep it going, chip in, support the show. It means the world, and I'm also excited to do these Patron's Choice episodes because these are a lot of fun. I love hearing from the listeners. If you go to patreon.com/bigscreensports, you can support the show, just like all of our current patrons. You can vote on movies and the Patron's Choice topics covered by the show, basically shape this kind of episode that we're doing today. The vote is still out for the October movie. Love and Basketball has a commanding lead. So interesting thing about that, Love and Basketball is a movie I covered really early on in the run of the podcast. I think even it was under the old name. If not, it just as we had changed it, it was an episode. It's a movie I've wanted to revisit for a while. I want to redo a lot of the ones that we did early. It just, you know, those early ones, little rough at points. You know, we've got a great evergreen catalog on this show. I think a lot of great past episodes on movies, but some of the early ones would love to smooth out some rough edges that you know, things could go a little bit better. Now that I've been doing this show for about 2 years, hopefully give Love and Basketball a new fresh look. If that is indeed the pick, if you're someone who doesn't want to hear an episode about Love and Basketball, you're already a patron, go vote against it. I believe you can vote unlimited on those polls. I'm still kind of working that out, figuring how that how the whole polling thing works, but I'm fine with people voting for multiple things. And if you're not, go join, you know, vote against it. But really, you know, if Love and Basketball is the pick, I'm really looking forward to that. Next week is going to be Almost Famous. That was voted on by the patrons. I threw out a choice of a non-sports movie last month. The patrons picked Almost Famous, one of my favorites. Brian Gill's going to return for that one. I'm really looking forward to that. I don't think we're going to have the chance to do a non-sports movie next month. So might throw something out for November. I just don't think the schedule is going to work out because the movie the patrons had selected for September, The Greatest Game Ever Played, some good news, bad news on that one. The good news, I found there's a great guest for that one. Really looking forward to doing that episode. The bad news, guy was not available until October. So we shifted The Greatest Game Ever Played into October. So that episode that the patrons voted on will run. It'll just going to be a little bit delayed, but I'm really excited about that. But yeah, if you join the Patreon, you get to vote on all that stuff, the Patron's Choice topics, the movies. You get Discord access. We're still kind of, you know, that's in the very early stages. I'm still learning Discord myself. I've joined some other Some other Patreons that I pay for, that I subscribe to, shout out to Matt About Movies, shout out to Split Zone Duo, Circling Back, still learning Discord for myself, but hoping to get one going for Big Screen Sports. And then you get stickers. The most important thing, maybe. We've got some cool Big Screen Sports stickers. I'm actually headed to the post office with the overdue ones this week. I'm very just overdue on a trip to the post office in general. I have to get out some wedding thank you notes, some stickers and some thank you notes to some of our beloved patrons. So those are going out this week. Some long overdue stickers. But yeah, if you go to patreon.com/bigscreensports, support the show, vote on topics, get some stickers. A little more quick housekeeping before we dive into the Patron Choice episode. Also want to shout out that everyone has been killing it with the Apple Podcast 5-star reviews. Those are, if you listen to any podcast ever, you know, hosts of the show beg for those, and there's a good reason. They really help the show out as far as charting and getting seen, getting noticed. So big thanks to r_handa_1, Mr. Losick, Eric Brown Addy, and Gabe_Miller. They left some wonderful reviews, some having to do with just the show, some having to do with the Ted Lasso episode specifically, but reviews like that are very appreciated. If you are listening to the show right now and you think, I have not opened my Apple Podcast app and tapped a 5-star rating or left a review, that would be awesome. If you've already done that, you're already awesome. You've completed the homework. So thank you. Some upcoming scheduling notes. Still rolling along with Ted Lasso every Thursday. Alex and I managed to get one together for last week. Episode 8 was just too good. Could not talk about it. Episode 9 going to drop this Thursday. Special guest Caroline Darney. Very, very excited for that one. Going to keep that going as long as the season goes. I believe we have 4 more episodes of that. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life when Ted Lasso is over. But yeah, for now, episode every Thursday. And then maybe possibly another, an episode, just kind of wrap the season as a whole, talk it out. And then that will absolutely not be the last of Alex on this podcast as well. I know we have Hot Rod coming up at some point, and then, we'll have Alex on before Ted Lasso season 3. That's a guarantee. Going to tease something, but we have a returning guest to the show. It's been a long time. This guy was on a few times in the first year of the show. It's been a long break, but a guy I'm excited to have back on. I will have more info on that in maybe next week, maybe the week after, as far as the scheduling and the movie, the host. But great guest, great movie coming up in October. Really excited about that. Shout out to patron Patty Houlihan for actually setting that up, for jogging the memory, getting me and this guy to reconnect. Really looking forward to that come October. So today's episode, Patron Choice. What is Patron Choice? When I put this Patreon together, I wanted to hear from the listeners, the folks who have been having to listen to my takes for 2 years. I wanted to hear their takes on stuff. The fun thing about sports movies inspire debate. We have different one, different favorites. We have characters we like, scenes we like, characters we hate. It's with this, I want to hear the listeners' takes. I want to hear the listeners' topics. I want to make this podcast something that what do the listeners want to hear? Let's deliver that. So hopefully in the future, these episodes get a lot of interaction from the Patreon. I am open to all topics. It helps me out with the show, because sometimes I can get so single-minded on these movies and on, scheduling stuff for Ted and stuff like that, that I forget that there's a lot of awesome topics that we could cover that aren't just directly talking about a movie. So this is a chance to do that. So first topic on today's episode was suggested by patron Steve Rogers. Who deserves a biopic, or who needs a redo of their biopic? I think we're in an interesting point with the sports movie biopic. And it's almost the same with the sports movie, with the sports documentary. At least with players who, maybe like the 90s and later, because of how much media we have now, and especially now in the social media era, there's so little that's hidden behind closed doors now. It's like the cool thing about biopics, like you think about like a Raging Bull, it's like stuff that like people didn't essentially know what was going on with this person. And it's great to see that unveiled in a movie or, shown for dramatic effect. And now we have so much access that's like, what are we getting in a movie that, their real life wasn't better? It's kind of interesting. So Steve's take when he submitted this category was, While there are a slew of iconic names out there, there's probably a good number of Rudys and Vince Papalis out there that would make a good movie. For me, something that jumps to mind in that nature would be a guy like Chris Colabello. Now, unless you're a baseball diehard, you might be asking yourself, who the fuck is Chris Colabello? Well, Chris Colabello is a guy who's a recent big leaguer. I think he only recently stopped playing. I'm not even sure that he has actually stopped. But Chris Colabello was an undrafted guy, toiled in indie ball for quite a few years, ended up making it to the big leagues, was a quality big leaguer, had a good season with my Twins, with the Blue Jays. I think he played long enough in the big leagues to where like he might be a half pension guy, which is that's pretty good. That's quality career, made a good living for yourself. But the thing about Chris Colabello, he's got the underdogness of Rudy, Vince Papale, whatever. The thing that makes Chris Colabello different than those guys, and the thing that would make this movie interesting, is it's going to have it, because the Chris Colabello story, I believe, is not over. At least I think it would have some sort of legal twist. Is that Chris Colabello is also notable for receiving, I believe, an 80-game suspension for a performance-enhancing drug. Now, this performance-enhancing drug, I don't have all the specifics in front of me, but it's something that Chris Colabello has tested positive for, Kent Emanuel has tested positive for, certain guys, and they've all fought it, and it's something that I would encourage. I'll put the good Athletic article in the show notes that features Kent Emanuel and Chris Colabello talking about it, but it's something that is in such, it's like a, they say that, they have no idea how it got in their bloodstream, but it was such like a faint amount. And it was something that just makes absolutely no sense. It's a very bewildering, I give a guy like Chris Colabello the full benefit of the doubt with this. It's a very interesting article. I'll link it in the story, but it can make for a very interesting biopic if you're going for that classic underdog route with a little bit of a twist. There's a couple others, but the problem again is that we've seen so many of these guys. Like I thought about what a Manny Ramirez, kind of a zany movie about Manny Ramirez would be like you make it a spoof comedy, maybe you don't make it like a serious baseball movie or something like that, but like we saw the real thing, like that was awesome. That was probably better than what they can do on screen. Like we saw live with our own eyes Manny hopping up the wall and high-fiving a fan and then throwing the ball in. Like that's probably cooler than what you can do in the movie. Same with like Josh Hamilton and Doc Gooden, your like classic tormented athlete stories with very not even bittersweet endings, just bitter endings, especially in Josh Hamilton's case of late. We've seen that play out so much that it's probably better biopic wise to get someone, someone older. We've got a listener, a patron submission here that I'm going to read off in a second that makes a lot of sense. You could do a Jim Brown movie, the football player, because he's the one of the first like athlete, but not just an athlete, had interest and he's been depicted on screen before. He was depicted in One Night in Miami. He had interest far beyond football, so there's options like that. We could use a new Babe Ruth movie. The Babe is not good. A Mickey Mantle movie would be interesting. Kind of, we got to see him on screen in 61. I liked a lot of that. That might be fun. But that's kind of where I'd go. Either someone like Chris Colabello, or someone more, way more old school, way before, I would say like 1960s and before. I would love to see the Spike Lee Jackie Robinson movie. I think I made that pretty clear in the 42 episode, but I would love to see that one. Now on to the more important contributions, and that's from our patrons. Aaron Figueroa, my guy, patron number uno, he said someone who needs a biopic, Alex Zanardi. Now, the interesting thing about Alex Zanardi is I had no idea who Alex Zanardi was. I went and looked him up, pulled up his Wikipedia right here in front of me, Italian professional racing driver and paracyclist. So he had a major crash that resulted in the amputation of his legs turned into then a competitive Paralympic cycling Olympian. And that sounds incredible. The cool thing about, I think this all stems from like Drive to Survive, is we as Americans are getting thrown into this completely new sport for many of us. It's kind of this new fever, and we're learning. I had never heard of Ayrton Senna. I had never heard of, I had heard of Lewis Hamilton, but like you know, Max Verstappen or the guys from Rush. I didn't really know anything about them. It's very cool. So I would be all for it. I think, and also racing in like F1 racing and even like, I'm sure the cycling and stuff like that, like racing lends itself really well to the screen in a way that other sports just do not. So I would be all for this. I'm probably going to go down a Wikipedia rabbit hole because of the suggestion. So as always, shout out to Aaron. This would be a very good one. So next up, Connell McNealis, he had for a biopic, he had the suggestion that was also the first thing that came to mind to me. Roberto Clemente said Roberto Clemente jumps out to me, did the same to me as well. With his career actually gets started very interesting. He's a Rule 5 pick at the Pirates. He's the first real Puerto Rican superstar. And then obviously his tragic death, it's why we have the Roberto Clemente Award. Because of who he was off the field. So I think that would make a really good one. Connell also said Bill Walton is another dude who would be interesting, but I always think we need more tragedy. So anyone in that realm works for me. So the thing about Walton, no tragedy, and you know, unless you count like all of his surgeries, but Walton would be a good one. Kind of like I said with the Manny one, like very, you do it like kind of zany. You know, someone like an Adam McKay directed Walton documentary. Adam McKay loves basketball. So could happen, you know, between his time at UCLA, you know, being a complete deadhead, funding, I think it was the Lithuanian national team or like Olympic team or something like that. Like that whole thing, his NBA career, what he's become afterwards. Like I would be down. I would love to see a Walton documentary. Zachary Shelton, he said, Stan Musial. And I don't really have a whole lot to add. Stan Musial, I don't really know a lot about him, and that's probably a good thing. I'm a big baseball fan. I don't really know a ton about Stan Musial that I would come to mind as to what would be in this movie. So that could make for an actual good movie because we wouldn't come in with all these unforeseen expectations. Would love to learn about Stan Musial's life. Also, have y'all ever looked at his baseball reference page? Like Stan Musial was fucking incredible. Like incredible. It's just, you know, that has nothing to do with the movie, but like it is bonkers how good that, how much better. And again, we talk about, you know, this, don't want to dive too much into baseball, but we talk about, oh, you know, he played in the 1940s, played pre-integration, whatever, like so much better than his peers. It's incredible. So Danny Weiser, one of the co-hosts of the Rank Kings podcast, someone whose voice I believe you are going to, believe you're going to hear on the show very soon as scheduling works out. We'll see. Said a Satchel Paige biopic would be fascinating. An absolutely dominant pitcher who didn't get a chance to compete against the best in the world until he was over 40. I have nothing to add there. I mean, that would be something I would be so dialed in about. Same with a lot of, you know, any Negro leaguer, Cool Papa Bell, Josh Gibson, the ones that come to mind. Sure, there's you know, hundreds that would make a great story that we've never even heard about, which would be, in my opinion, be a better cause for a good biopic than someone like, even like Mickey Mantle. I think that would be a more valuable movie-going experience. I think I would really enjoy that. So that's a good suggestion as well.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So next up, our second category of today's Patron Choice episode, and this is a great one. This is one that I think is debated commonly in the sports movie, you know, the sports movie dialogue or whatever, is best clashes, like final games, clashes, and sports movies suggested by my guy, Aaron Figueroa. He gave his top five. Gilmore versus McGavin in the Tour Championship, probably the funniest of all these. I'm a huge fan of that scene. That's a great cable watch. The tower comes down. I had to hit it off Frankenstein's fat foot, etc. Sentinels versus Dallas in the Replacements. So that one, I always get the chills in that scene. You get the Keanu speech, chick stick scars, that whole thing. I'm a huge fan of that one. The final race in Rush. It's rainy. I believe it's Japan. Daniel Brühl, Niki Lauda's character, pulls himself off the race. James Hunt wins the championship. That one, kind of like I was saying earlier, racing just lends itself really well to film. That's awesome. The Indians and the Yankees in Major League, it's the classic one. It's not going to be the first time we talk about it, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it. And the Rocky and Apollo rematch. So that'd be the Rocky II fight, which is interesting. You get on that subject. When I was trying to think of mine, I was like, oh, the Creed, the Creed fight. But actually, for me, the best Creed fight is the fight in the middle of the movie, the one that is one single cut, that where he's fighting the young up and comer guy. So it's interesting. But so every Rocky movie has that big one at the end. So Aaron goes with the Rocky and Apollo over Rocky and Apollo 1, or the Drago fight, or the end of Creed. So interesting stuff, but a great category. This one could go on forever. I think so many different people could have a different opinion on this one. So a couple of the patrons did chime in. We had two patrons say that Miracle is the one. Debbie Bolin, mother of Ross Bolin, RBP, Ross Bolin podcast. Go check him out. Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, great pop culture podcast. I believe they're still doing a Sopranos rewatch, him and Barrett Dudley. But Debbie is the absolute best. She said Miracle for the final game in Clash. And Connell McNeilis said the same thing. He said Miracle always deserves a shout out. You know how it ends, yet it's still incredible to watch every time. And the fact that Al Michaels wouldn't re-record the final 10 seconds of his call, and you hear the switch to the actual call, I get chills just typing this. I mean, that one you can't argue with. And the point that Connell makes right there, like, you know how it ends. That's how effective that movie was. Again, it's Gavin O'Connor. Not surprised whatsoever that he was able to deliver on that. But I mean, the final of Miracle is just incredible. But Connell also said his favorite final game is Major League, just like Aaron, from the Taylor Bunce. Basically, he said from Taylor Bunce on, it's the best ending in a sports film. Now, I believe Major League was either episode 2 or episode 3 of this podcast. And I did say, I feel like I was much more cynical even in the early episodes. Like, there's no way Jake Taylor beats that out, but it's awesome. But my favorite part of that game is Charlie Sheen coming out to Wild Thing. They try to replicate, it's one of the things in Major League 2, like, even if it's very forced, that I still really, really love. I think Wild Thing makes for the coolest walkout. Huge fan of that. So I love that end scene. Danny Weiser has, this is actually fitting probably for what we're covering in October. He says the Double or Nothing game of one-on-one at the end of Love and Basketball deserves a shout. It does. Love and Basketball is just wildly slept on. Very, very slept on. That scene at the end is good. I'm gonna save my Love and Basketball takes. I feel like I'm going to need to holster those. I'm going to need those takes here soon. So Mike Dries, patron Mike Dries, came through with a bunch. And this is what I want from you folks. I want to hear all these takes. He said, if we're going solely off the last game of the movie, the ending of Hardball always hit hard. Wondered if that was pun intended. He said, always hit hard for me hearing the eulogy at G-Baby's funeral. Spoiler alert, I guess, there. While seeing him get the walk-off single to win the semifinals, such a great moment. Little Giants was great, too. I mean, the annexation of Puerto Rico is all you need to know. And then Mike continues, if we're talking final game, we saw before a bunch of title cards explaining what happened next, then Miracle, Moneyball, and Fever Pitch are up there. Miracle needs no explanation. Seeing Billy come back in Moneyball and wondering if he's going to be a bad luck charm or not, even though I could have looked up what happened that year online, was so tense. That scene in Fever Pitch where Lindsay runs across the field to stop Ben from selling his tickets will always get me. Even though I'm a Yankees fan, that season for the Sox was such a special time in sports history that they had to change the ending of the movie to reflect that is awesome. The funny thing about that is not the fever pitch thing. That's a fun one. I've talked about fever pitch extensively. Did an episode on that recently. You know, I sucker for that movie. But the thing about Moneyball, the Moneyball ending, I was trying to make my own list for this. I completely forgot how much I love the Hatterberg home run. And the interesting thing, it's the last real baseball moment of the movie. You get them getting knocked out of the playoffs by the Twins. Go Twins. But it's really the climax, but it's not the thing about how Moneyball is not even like your classic sports film. That's not even your classic end game final clash, but it's really what it is. It's just the end of this winning streak, this great big chill moment. So I love that, folks. You know, I appreciate all the submissions, but get those takes out, man. Mike gave me a big paragraph to read off. Love that. Hoping for more submissions like that in future Patron's Choice episodes. I'm going to wrap this episode with my top five final games and clashes. The end of Warrior, when Tommy and Brendan are fighting in the cage, Brendan breaks Tommy's shoulder. Tommy's not giving up because he's going to be arrested after the match. That song starts playing. Brendan, you know, great Edgerton and Hardy in this scene. Brendan with the, you know, I love you, Tommy. It's emotional. That's one that makes me want to cry. I love Warrior. Love Warrior, and it's a great final fight, and it's interesting because the whole movie, you know, it's coming. The whole movie's building up to it. It's like how they're gonna, you know, how they handle it, and it pretty flawless. Miracle, not much more to be said. Excellent. Roy Hobbs knocking out the lights in The Natural. I think that's probably the phrase that I have said more on this podcast than any other. But that, you know, I love that game in The Natural. I love how the look that movie gives at old school baseball. I think it's really well done. That's a great Redford moment. Knocking out the lights. The one in Creed, I'd said that the best fight in Creed is the one in the middle of the fight, but the end of Creed for that moment where Rocky hits him with the, you know, you're a Creed and I love you. It's one of the best, and it's a really, really good fight action wise. We talked about how that Creed did such a good job of putting a little more realistic spin on the boxing action of the Rocky franchise, and I kind of really appreciate that in that fight with pretty Ricky Conlon. And then this one is kind of a wild card, not technically a sports movie. We've covered it on the podcast, but in terms of like a clash, Mona Lisa Vito versus the State of Alabama, Marissa Tomei winning that Oscar, being Vinny's star witness and My Cousin Vinny, and an incredible endgame clash, just winning the case single-handedly. Incredible work, Marissa Tomei, a true gem. So those are my five. So that's going to be it for the September Patron's Choice. The poll or the post to submit feedback for next month's for the October Patron's Choice, that is live now, patreon.com/bigscreensports. If you're a patron, go get those takes in. I want to hear all of them. If you're not a patron, want to contribute to this next Patron's Choice episode, it's eligible to all patrons, no matter of tiers, or if you just want to support the show, or if you want that sticker, go to patreon.com/bigscreensports. All support for the show is so greatly appreciated on a very real level. I'm still shocked that anyone is supporting the show like this. So thank you very, very much. Thursday, me, Alex McDaniel, special guest Caroline Darney, we're going to talk Ted Lasso. That's going to be a lot of fun. Next Monday, Almost Famous with Brian Gill. So make sure you're subscribed on all platforms for that one to hit your feed when it drops. And thanks for listening. We'll see you on Thursday talking Ted.